and it's weird as fuck at this angle.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like a, it's definitely like a right side of the room chair.
We could, put it on a brick for you.
No, that's cool. Make it work.
I'd boost it up a little bit.
I can make it work. My knees are still healthy.
Dang.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Docs Da Vinci.
Fabs in the cut.
Yeah.
AKA Chuck Clouds in the building.
Yeah.
It's another episode of the Shoe City Podcast, episode 18. In the background, we got Mars Cordero featuring Chase Banks, The Mission. Another leak off the project, Slytherin. Lozy wants to know if your sequel to this project is going to be Gryffindor. Mars, let us know. Yeah, hit us up.
That should sound crazy, nigga. No bullshit.
Hey, like, the best banger on this album better be Voldemort.
Shout out to Mars and them. He performed with Chase and his son the other day at the Sound Lab.
Yeah, I seen that shit last night. Yeah. That's just lit.
So shout out to you.
You gotta post that video too, niggas, when niggas, because I wasn't even there, nigga. So you gotta.
I'm not gonna lie, that little nigga looks scared as hell.
I mean, of course, shit. Bro,
nah, I'm saying, of course,
people.
Nah, I'm dope.
He's
I'm just saying, nah. I'm not talking shit, bro. Obviously,
no, of course, we're not saying you're talking shit, but I'm saying, like, it's understandable why he was scared.
He's a nigga dancing around in Houston. They're like, everyone's like, go eat it.
Dude, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of fucking. There's so much energy coming at you at once, especially
but
being
if
that size.
With it, if
that's what his face.
It.
His face read like, oh my god, there's mad people here.
If Mars, yo, if Mikey's smart, he'll turn him to the next little poopy nigga.
I told him that was the cheat code.
Turn him to the next little poopy nigga. Have him bugging if he's really into the. And he likes the music too. Like I've seen, like he be doing all that shit with Mars, nigga. So. I'm telling you, bro, get the formula going, nigga.
Chase, my bad, I'm cutting you off.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, you guys? How was your week?
Like it was hot. Every week it was hot. Work was whack. And now we here. I'm smacked.
For real, sometimes like Saturday this thing, just don't come fast enough.
We was talking before we started recording the video. He was like, "Yo, 5 second delay. Like I'm stuck." But yeah, man, it's a beautiful fucking Saturday outside. Like, it feels so bomb. It's like the humidity's just right. The breeze is
perfect.
Like, it's not even a cold breeze. It's just like when it hit, like, oh, spring is my favorite. I don't like when summer it's beaming, bro. I love like 70, 72, 75.
Yeah.
Like, nice chill.
We should definitely put up some hoops later.
And
some hoops?
Yeah. After we take some pictures.
Yeah, we could definitely.
Oh,
we could have Lozy film us play a game of 50 and put it on the channel.
Facts. So definitely shout out to y'all for fucking with us. We got the mini clip video up to 1K.
Oh yeah, shout out to y'all running up that numbers. Shout out to y'all for getting us to 100
subscribers
on YouTube. Gentlemen's clap.
Gentlemen's clap for y'all. Definitely did.
We appreciate y'all. Shout out to y'all real niggas who keep supporting us. Shout out to the female viewership. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all really fucking with us. Y'all the ones that's pushing it, nigga. Like when I'm seeing shares, it's usually women that's doing it. So we appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Episode, the 420 episode's out now. Episode 16 should be up by the time y'all are hearing this, so go check that one out. Run the numbers for that one up. Episode 17's already at 100, so we got, you know, get back to regularly scheduled continuity.
Yeah, and my boy over here, he's been doing a little designer shit for some apparel. I'm not going to say what. Not going to tell y'all
yet. You know what I'm saying? We'll update you.
Yeah,
just make sure y'all stay keeping your eyes on the channel.
Yeah,
we'll keep y'all updated.
It's looking pretty firm, so just want to trying to do a little something nice for y'all for fucking with us, so thank you.
Yo, we didn't do a whiteboard of topics. We're fucking up.
Damn. Yeah, we didn't, but we only got one solid one.
I know,
nobody
right?
was really fucking with us on the live stream today.
What happened this week? Nothing happened this week.
I didn't really hear of anything.
No, that wasn't jack shit.
Well, besides, you know, sports, what just happened yesterday and shit like that, but I haven't heard anything like entertainment wise.
Yeah. Well, not that this is entertainment, but you guys heard about that dude that jumped off the bridge last night?
Oh yeah,
what bridge?
Pleasant Street.
Yeah,
right
over right there.
He jumped right onto 24.
Yeah, I heard about that last night. I was trying to find.
And he's still alive.
What? Nah, that's crazy. I was like, I heard about it last time. I was trying to find the article. 24. Right by Hancock Park, bro.
Like, if you go over there. So, like,
he just tried to off himself, basically.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You don't fucking jump off the bridge onto the most dangerous highway around here.
On a regular Friday night.
You feel that. That's painful, bro. Like, why do you want to go out like that? Like, I don't understand that type of form.
He didn't even go out.
I know, I'm hit. But, like, I don't understand that type of form of suicide, bro. Like, when you want to, like, when it's a painful type suicide rather than doing it, like, where you just calmly.
Yo, thoughts and prayers to him and his family. Like,
going through that type of depression or whatever, nigga, that shit's crippling, nigga. So, I can never tell somebody that says they're depressed that, oh, nigga, you're faking it or you're soft.
What else happened? Like,
man, I used to be like that, but I seen that shit.
That's all that I had seen. I didn't really look too much further into it or anything. Enterprise? No, I'd seen people like posting about it. People that were sitting in the traffic and shit like that, and then just hearing.
Can you imagine the car that hit him though?
Going on. Yeah,
the person that was driving, bro. Yeah, can you imagine that?
Yo,
that
person. You know what I was thinking about this once. Like, I was thinking about, like, just in my thoughts, like, people who commit suicide, like how people say it's like selfish, and like people will debate on whether or not it's selfish. And I was like, my stance on it, it's only selfish if you go out and it affects somebody else who's still living. For example, if you jump in front of a moving car, right? Because you want to kill yourself. Now this dude is going to jail for vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, that's selfish.
Or
involuntary vehicular manslaughter.
I mean, even then, they wouldn't end up going. Like,
he probably wouldn't go to jail. Yeah,
because there's no suicide if you just jump in the middle of a car, you know what I'm saying?
But it's just, you got to, like, think about mentally what that does to somebody. Yeah, like, they're living somebody up, they're living for life. They're gonna live with that on their shoulders forever, bro. And then, like, the nightmares that come with that, like, what if they can't
flashbacks,
what if that person, yeah, PTSD, what if that person can't even deal with it, then they end up on crazy medication? Like, there's just, God forbid, of course, I don't even know who it is or whatever's going on, but that's just a sucky ass situation to be in, bro.
I need some
I guess this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, so, you know, check on your friends.
Facts. Check on your peoples all check the time, on your bro. Send it to, even if it's just a quick text, just like, yo, bro. That's what I do with these motherfuckers, nigga, all the time. Yeah. Nigga. I've been doing that shit, bro. Whenever, nigga, randomly.
I need some good vibes right now.
Crazy. You survived too, nigga. So apparently, bro, you gotta you're living for something, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta do something, bro. You're here to do something, bro. So you can't.
Yeah, I need to get the vibe back right. You know, we started off on such a somber note.
I mean, that was a great segment though. But it's we talked about some real shit, because like, mental health is serious, bro. Even like, yo, bro, I'm not even gonna try to like separate, but for us as black people too, bro, the PTSD that we have, like, people don't understand. Like, if you go from like the past like 30, 40 years of seeing cops and dogs chewing fucking people, shooting you in the street, like, you get PTSD from that. Like,
yeah, so like, so then you get it from your parents, and then they pass it on to you. Facts, even bro.
I'm not a crook at all. I'm not a criminal at all. But bro, when I see police, nigga, it's anxiety, bro. Like,
oh, facts.
I don't like that shit, bro. And I don't understand why, because it's like, my nigga, I'm not a criminal. Why do I not feel safe seeing you, bro? When I know you're supposed to be here to serve and protect.
We can't talk over the chorus. We gotta let the chorus rock.
But it's like, I don't know, man. This is just crazy. America's crazy. My dog.
I feel you, though. So I hear Loaded Lux is gonna battle Averb.
Who?
Loaded Lux.
Yeah, I know.
And Averb.
Averb.
Lux. I think Lux is gonna have it 2-1.
I think that nigga's a hyping up Averb.
Averb's nice, but he's not beating Lux.
No.
He's not beating Lux.
He had a debatable with Mook, and now niggas think that he could just go with the top of the top.
I don't even think it was the...
I'd rather see Averb versus Hollow.
Yeah, Hollow would chew him.
Hollow's my dog.
Hollow would chew him. Averb's nice, bro. Let's say if it was Averb instead of Goods that battled Cassidy, Cassidy would have lost bad.
I think I would have liked to see that battle more.
But look at what Cassidy spit. Of course, he would have to change his bars around compared to his competition.
Yeah,
he'd have to go at Averb a different way.
If you see this, set that shit up. I want to see that.
It would actually be better, because considering the fact that dude got verb in his name. So, you know, Cassidy would just, it would just be punchline bars, 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 try to scheme that shit to some way into, like, his setups and shit, bro. Like, with his name.
He could have did that with Goods.
Yeah, true. But he got...
You could flip Goods a million ways to Sunday.
Cassidy got the first round. I'm giving him the first round. I don't care. He did not... He did a... Like, that's why I was like, yo, bro, this nigga's not...
Nah, he got the first round, but, like, I want to rewatch the whole battle just in case I missed some shit. Like,
nah, we missed some shit.
Nah, we definitely missed some shit.
We was
too busy,
and we was joking. He was on the live, like, these niggas... We was joking. Yeah. We was, like, looking at the shit that they were saying, bro. We missed some shit, definitely, but it's just because it was like, damn, this
bro, is... Bro, and then definitely while we were watching it, like, some shit that I like, niggas be like, what? What is he saying? Like... That was my whole thing. Like, I knew niggas were going to do that during the battle. That's why I was like, niggas are going to be, like, so quick to, like, say Cassidy's trash without even giving him a chance. They're going to hear what he's saying. Like, oh, this shit's corny, bro. Like, yeah, I feel like niggas was quick to say that he was corny just because...
It's Cassidy.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Because Cassidy hasn't been relevant in the mainstream.
Swear you think, like, I wanted this nigga to do fucking terrible.
No, not even you, bro. Like, I'm not even talking about you.
I'm not saying that was me. I was just saying, because, like, bro, you told me that. You was like, oh, you probably wanted him to do bad this whole time. Like,
that's because everyone else who I talked to about it had the same fucking stance. They were either like, I think Cassidy's going to win, or they were like, nah, Cassidy's corny, bro. Like,
corny? I would never say that.
Like, people feel that, like, because Cassidy's not where he once was, he's not as good. And, like, you know that's just the way the internet works now. Like, you have relevancy and then you lose it, or it's not as big as it once was. People will look at you like you lost something.
He went off on the diss track, but it was, I don't see the point of it.
Yeah, that was my whole thing. Like, there were bars in there, but it was like, was it necessary?
Yeah, I don't see the
you
point.
You heard it?
And it was long. It was long.
Cassidy diss goods.
Who was it to?
To Goods.
He made a diss track after the battle?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
Why? Yeah, exactly.
I didn't understand the point of it.
He had had all that time to write.
And, bro, it's a
write three rounds.
Yeah, put that shit.
But then he's going to do a diss track after?
The diss song?
Like, yeah. No.
Bro, and then it's like, it's long, too. So it's like, if you could do that, and you could set up those bars to be killer on wax, my nigga, and you're saying you're the illest battle rapper ever, why didn't you fuck up your schemes like that, bro, and really try
I feel
to,
like, but the difference is...
Well, that's
is,
the thing. Did he forget the majority of what he wrote?
I feel like my good thing point. Is
and
he...
And he felt that he needed to
the
do
way,
it?
The way you deliver on a beat.
Like, yeah.
The way you deliver on a beat and the way it delivers a cappella, I feel like the crowd was like... No, I'm saying when it hits, like, it hits differently when there's a beat behind it.
I will say one thing, bro.
Yeah.
Even though Cass is from Philly and Goods is from fucking New York, and they were in Atlanta and it was neutral grounds, Atlanta is not a place. I just remembered. I'd be banging on the table. I should be banging on the table. Atlanta is not a place for battle rap, bro. They're not going to understand. It should have been like New York or like the Midwest, or like somewhere in the Midwest. Like,
I would have enjoyed watching it in like St. Louis or
something. St. Louis or like the Midwest, somewhere like that. Like, it's like that, like where bars is appreciated, you feel me?
Yeah.
Atlanta, they're not really paying attention to like the real hard bars, like so I think that was kind of a whack place for a battle, even though it was neutral ground. So
the first thing I saw was like, damn, this beat's kind of like 2010.
Mm-hmm. They got the Thanos glove on. Ridiculous.
Is this stock Fruity Loops?
Might be. Might be a franchise beat.
Nah,
he got a couple fuck
the finger like this punches when I write like the paper and pen was in the fight. All I do is win in life. I gotta rub it in like shampoo. You not gonna do good in here. You wanna condition right. Listen, I play my position right. I'm from the slum. I bought his daughter up because y'all thought the boy was tough. Yeah, I bought her up because the boy nut. I ain't come for fun. There's two reasons why I don't give a fuck. So listen up. I brung a gun. The strap on my waist, not a cummerbund. I'll pull it out and wet shit up if I'm pissed. That's number one. You wish I'm dumb as a youngin', I wasn't dumb as you. If you move, bow, I'm with the shit. That's number two. Assholes get bullet or stab holes. I brung a crew in here to make you fall off track like hoes bundles do. You the animals, you from the jungle or from the zoo? the gun I brung for you make your guts fly. Stomach flu. I could rap it, could rumble too. Who think this guy a factor? I'm flaming, came gassed up. This a fucking fire hazard. I was born with the name Bars. I'm a die rapper. I buy tobacco and light up loud firecracker. The dro I smoke is called scoliosis. It got me twisted. Prescription and straight backs. I'm a chiropractor. The feds got me fed up. Fuck the wiretappers. I'm a guy that rather live life angry than die laughter. If you the guy I'm after, of course I'ma spark a shot. Get caught in the parking lot, leave a corpse in your parking spot. Dog, you not in my pedigree, you obsessed with me. Hey, since you met with me, you couldn't stop sweating me. You definitely cannot mess with me, and I'm so convinced. You never raced in a race, you never drove a bit. Fuck all the dough you spent, yo, against conceited, you were sweaty. How you bought Burberry, but no deodorant? And how you got him so convinced using gun bars with a juvie gun charge? No homicides and no attempts. You never had to fight a case and build no defense. Facing doing life upstate and you still show your strength. It's so intense, they recommending a deal, cause they got witness co-defendants is beginning to squeal. You rather snitch, I rather win on the pill. Your parents knew they had a bitch before your birth, the first gender reveal. I still...
I'm not gonna play this whole thing. He was spazzing.
Yeah. Why like, couldn't that's you fucking fire?
Do you think this would be more effective if he dropped it before the battle?
No and yes. No, because niggas would still be like, why is he unloading so much?
Yeah.
Prior before the battle. And that, because that's a long ass song. Yeah. And then yes, because it's like, this nigga's about to come into this battle like this,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
Let's get it. So it could be either way. But it's like, for me, it's just like, bro, this was fire, my nigga.
Yeah.
Why was the battle, like, why was you like, the battle, like, how you were in that shit was like, why was it not comparable to how you could spaz on a song when you're known as the nigga that was doing this battle rap shit for so long? 5,000, bro. That's what you scream, my nigga. Like, that's what I just wanted. Mm. That's just what I wanted. Like, and I understand your stance on it, bro. As to how, that's how niggas is thinking that he was gonna be Sue or like some niggas like that's really about the shit that's been on the pace of how battle rap has been. But it's just like, I just expected, it's just me. It was just a like personal thing. I just expected that nigga to really, really spaz. And there is people that are saying this nigga 3-0 goods.
Where is that?
I see that online, bro.
Nah, you should have tagged me in that.
I see that online, nigga. No bullshit.
Fucking, you think goods is gonna respond to this track? 5,001-1
Goods is so petty, he's gonna hold the fact that he beat him in a battle rap over this for so long. He's just like, now this nigga's just reaching, bro. You making diss tracks. I don't think he's gonna make one.
I don't think he should make one.
Cause I don't think
does he be putting out music like that?
He has music, yeah. But
I don't really listen to battle rap records like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I never. Yo, Tay Rock be spazzing on this song.
Nah, the only battle rappers that I listen to like music wise is Tay Rock, Sue Surf, yeah. Iron Solomon, Hollow. I listened to like Murda, Mook and Lux freestyle on like the radio and shit.
Mm-hmm. Murda's fucking freestyle.
I think I ended
flex.
Up with like Hollow on
crazy,
like my Spotify playlist. Like, hey, listen.
He
to
makes
this
good
shit.
Music though. Like, huh? Oh, okay. He makes good music though.
He doesn't make mainstream music. But
no,
he makes,
no, I'm
like,
saying
good
like,
underground
yeah, for like
music.
Rap. Like,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Is it good? Yeah, like I never really listened to him. The only person I really bumped was like Tay Rock. I bumped Sue. Shotgun Shug actually had a couple bangers that I bumped. That was fire, my nigga. Arsenal's nice too. I can't even front. Arsenal can make good music also.
Yeah, he be spazzing on beats. You could tell it's the slow news week because we're just playing records.
Nah, but still, bro, it's accumulating fine, nigga.
I'm trying to think of what the fuck it was that I had.
It's Hollow.
Here, and I was like,
whipping a yellow.
Yeah, nigga, it's soda. Yeah, I heard it. Over and over and over and over and over and over.
Whipping that yellow, mix it with soda. Over and over and over and over and over and over. Whipping the brick, whipping it harder. Locking it up, dishing it out, and getting it out.
What the fuck, your house is not even in here no more.
Over the pot. Working a beak out, stirring and mixing, I'm missing it out. Whipping that yellow.
My favorite part of the song. My favorite part of the song is right here.
Kids, stay drug free. Don't believe these rappers. They're nice guys. They don't sell drugs.
Do y'all believe in the myth that battle rappers can't make, like, good music?
No. Because Sue Surf is that nigga, bro.
Do you think there was a period of time where that was, like, a thing, though?
Yes. For a long time.
Besides, like, Jin.
For a long time. It was for a minute.
It all depends on what people are looking for when they're, like, Cassidy, listening to music versus
he's the one that basically broke the battle.
You know?
Cassidy broke, like, he broke that stereotype. Like, I think he was the one that really was doing, like, nigga, I could do this shit. I'm a Hustler was on the radio forever, for a minute, for a long time.
I can just listen to a simple-ass beat and somebody spitting some bars with a nice flow, like, whatever, and just going off and shit. I can listen to that, no problem, be like, yo, that was a dope track. But then I can listen to some crazy shit from somebody else with all nasty effects and... like crazy beats and everything like that, like all over the place and shit. But I don't know, it really all depends on who it is as a listener and everything.
I don't mind a simple beat if I can listen to the lyrics and it makes me think.
Facts. I'm the same.
So sometimes it's nicer to have that simple beat.
Some nice boom bap, bro. Some like cool boom bap with like a nice spitter, like a Joey Badass or like or like some Andre 3K, that can make like a simple beat. Like,
didn't he just drop a cipher?
Who?
Joey Badass.
Oh no, I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up. You keep talking.
Probably because they're doing that Beast Coast movement right now.
But yeah, bro. Like I love when the production's of course fire, and then you got a spitter that's going off. Like also, but when a nigga's really talented, like with the bars, you don't even really need like.
Yeah, it was hosted by Big Tigger.
Oh, word?
Let's watch it right now.
All the dudes. Beast Coast. Dog.
Them niggas
fucking
is nice.
Love these dudes.
Them niggas is nice. Yeah, you showed me. Yeah, you were watching them
last weekend. Fucking love these dudes.
Alright.
Introductions is necessary. They necessary.
They're in the basement. Where's he at right now?
Escaping from New York.
The basement.
You alright?
Where? On BET?
Listen. It's been a minute, but ain't a damn thing changed.
It's back?
I'm still Big Tigger, still doing big things.
The way the Beast Coast been going.
And our culture dirty.
Oh, nah, is this somebody else? No, it's Blackwood Zombies 30. TV. So.
No conversation. No presentation, no social media.
They probably just used the room.
Flatbush is there, Underachievers, Joey, Nick Kosh. Is Nick Kosh in there?
I love this beat so much.
I'm smoking good, bitch. I can't complain. I should have let my hair down, but fuck it, let my nuts hang. Father juice, father deuce. Fuck it, this is child abuse. These niggas need their own style. These niggas need their own sound. Still trying to ride the wave. I hope you motherfuckers drown. She called it Lake Tahoe. When you see coming into town, I'm spell casting. I think they capping. I think they acting. Attention seeking. Just need a reason to bring out the demons. Tripping on rivers like Jimi Hendrix. This is hard work. Talking independent, got that turf top. If you try to hit it, LSD cap. Gotta beat the village. I'm a businessman, gentleman, trap star. Grab God, take your passport. You had to ask for. I just fucked the girl because I was there for.
Body.
That's my nigga, G.K. Cap on the fucking mic, man. Needs to go here, man. You know, UA shit. Peace out. Three time move, my nigga. Shout out my nigga, Big Tigger. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Be in LA, though. You know what I mean? Sitting low in the coop. You know what I'm talking about, nigga? Hold up. Rolling splits in traffic, sitting low inside the coop. Leave the tent, but dark enough to block the suits. Your friends alive, and who needs to tell the truth? That's why we cutting all the snakes and the Judas from our truth. Motor, sour diesel mania, the plug from Albania. Got a couple choices, he like Starbucks with the flavor. Smoking with my zombies and my ghouls like Transylvania. My niggas got it low, like scalping tickets out the stadium. My message is this free movie, that's where to put lock up. The fumble rappers is fake hop. Work to Sriracha, using triple hop. But thorough like Oprah Locker. Be the nation like Obama. Stuff with rappers in the locker. I'm a bully on these streets.
Fake hot like Sriracha, nigga.
Just solace, now presiding. I'm the honor when I speak. Drop the dabble on a nigga head. Knock him off his feet. Trick time to automatic.
We gonna hit them numbers, bro.
All facts.
We gonna hit them numbers, bro.
Yeah,
I promise.
Come on, Clyde, keep this beat. Keep this beat. I want this beat. I ain't sick of
this. This nigga's nice.
Yeah. Michi Darko?
Yeah. He's fucking great.
I just wanna fuck, catch a vibe with it. Gelato in my blunt tastes like ice cream. I help make it. Why would I violate you? Lenny grab his black shades, watch me fly away.
Oh, this is the dude from Flatbush, right?
What?
She's from Flatbush, right?
Yeah.
That's just human nature.
Yeah, he does the hook for palm trees, I'm pretty sure.
A hallucination. My man ain't home, so when they roam, he getting slot taken. Designer weed, usually I'm smoking top flavors. I'm on a paper chase, man, you just twat chasing. The block is hot like a burning thought, you are not safe. It ain't sinning if you win it, till I'm God's favorite. See me screaming like a demon when I'm fornicating. Call me Lucifer, it's weird, but the sex amazing. I'm from BK, she from AK, LA, man, fuck it, baby. I'm freestyling, yeah, I'm wilding, yeah, I'm going crazy.
That was a freestyle, that's crazy.
Who next, let's hit it.
Yeah, you better, nigga. Let's get it, Joey.
I'm cutting it off after Joey.
Bad to buy, man, they know that. Gotta get the Skrilla. I got dreams stacking plenty figures. Sipping fine white wine, chilling in my villa. Smoking on killer, thinking about the bigger picture. Underneath the six figure chandelier fixture. Mister, every day just getting more richer. Act up, I send the real goons come and get ya. Bodies get dropped when you playing games of Twister. Putting back shots at your mother and your sister.
Ooh.
I'm sick and vicious. Treating red record buttons like they kill switches. I bang on mics ridiculous. Won't stop until the kid is ubiquitous. Niggas know I am the best. They just struggle admitting it. Big dick energy, I'm admitting it. If she got a fat ass, a backstage pass, you know that I'm hitting it. I ain't got a flash cash, but you know that I'm getting it. These raps ain't business, bitch, I'm already living it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
Damn.
Two things. One, the nigga in the back in the red durag looks like C4. The fucking, you might not know who C4 is. He's the rapper from Brompton, but...
I thought he was just a guy that might have slipped in with everybody and all.
He looks like
C4. Hey man, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
And Joey Badass is what Travis Scott would have been if you fucking rap bars instead of saying.
He looks like Jacquees, yeah.
Said Jacquees.
Yeah.
Nah, this nigga is like the underground hip hop Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. All right.
But we definitely gotta watch the rest of that later because I want to see what AK spits.
What else is going on, man? Do you want to just take the floor?
Yeah, we might as well just get it out the way now, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go too deep into this shit, bro.
We'll let Fab start this off.
I mean, you gotta. I'd rather you introduce, and then you ask me like what I think about it.
Shit. I mean.
Well, wait, what was the question that you asked on the Facebook Live?
Like, I wanted to know what people's stance was on this Aisha Curry. I don't want to say debacle, but like her comments that she made. It was on what, Red Table Talk?
Yeah, with Jada.
You know the statements.
Yes.
Have we all heard the full clip?
Yep.
So we're not going to take anything that she said out of context. It's not like we just picked it up out of a tweet. Or found it on Facebook. Like, we actually heard her words. We heard the things come out of her mouth verbatim, right?
Yes.
I haven't actually heard the clip or any like that.
We
like,
may as well pull the clip up.
I know the base story of it and everything like that, though. Like, how long is this shit?
I'm sure we can... There's got to be, like, a...
Yeah, you're not gonna find it actually directly, but it's about to be mad.
Didn't she originally post something or whatever? Or
Aisha Curry, like, she's married to Stephen.
Right.
No, that's somebody talking.
D.L. Hughley.
Is it this one? It has to be this one. Oh, it's on Facebook. That's why.
Is that what it is? Is that what that new auto-tune is?
What's that called?
That shit sound crazy.
Arcade? Open Arcade? Losey, you know what to do.
Yeah. Well, not me and Franchise were trying to figure out what it was a couple weeks ago.
It was 27 minutes, bro.
I'm not watching the whole thing, bro. We're going to try to find it.
So they enter into this big, crazy world, and they go a little crazy. But the one thing I think that I've taken away from Mom, she's very strong and powerful.
For weeks at a time.
Right.
And so right now I see my husband maybe once every 2 weeks. I saw him last week for 6 hours. And I'm, like, miserable right now. I love him to death.
I don't like when I feel, like, leveled off with somebody.
Exactly.
It just irks my nerves. And so, like, we had the conversation about it, and he, like, tries really, really hard to make sure that if we're going somewhere, I'm being introduced. Like,
exactly.
I don't like to have to introduce myself. It irks my nerves. So we try and, I try and make that known. But there have been a couple of times where I've wanted to, like, punch somebody in the face for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's human nature.
Yeah,
it's never him.
And
always
it's all, it's up in his face. I kind of liked it because to me it was
he gets it from his mama, and so
I would solve it. I'm always one to solve things right then. Like you need to back up, and you need to make her back up, and so we would just solve that.
They don't
right
have
there.
Nothing
right.
on the table.
Stefan is like very nice.
Is
by
the table
nature,
even red?
And he's very
yeah,
talkative. He's just like you.
But they don't bring anything.
He gets
to
it
the
from
table?
His mama, and so like everything's always like very very
ideas.
Friendly. And sometimes to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm a grown woman, so I just insert myself and be like, hello, how are you doing?
Right.
Like, I'm okay with it now, and I've obviously, you know, like, the devil is a liar, and there's always, like, the ladies will always be lurking.
Right.
Hoping for their moment and waiting. You need to be aware of that.
Right.
But for me, I honestly hate it. I don't like when I feel like leveled off with somebody.
Exactly.
It just irks my nerves. And so like we had the conversation about it, and he like tries really, really hard to make sure that if we're going somewhere, I'm being introduced. Like
exactly.
I don't like to have to introduce myself. It
right.
irks my nerves. So we try and
I wish there was like a time
that known. But there have been a couple of times where I've wanted to like punch somebody in the face for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature. It's never him. It's
always the other ones. Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily know how to deal with that because he's like just
he's just
a
nice guy.
Nice human being.
And he just wants everybody to be
cool.
All right, listen,
yeah.
I don't feel like searching around fishing for it. It's not that important.
Yeah,
we all know what the fuck.
I know the base of her comments.
My point, all right, my opinion is just that that's just something you talk to your husband about in privacy, or you're with a counselor if your marriage is like going through it, right?
Yeah.
And y'all got and you're trying to work that little pinch out, and then it's just like she's a human, she's a woman, she's a mother, bro, she's a married woman, she is entirely, it's entirely okay for her to feel how she feels, bro. That was not my argument at all. It's just the way she just broadcasted that to the world and how she didn't take, like, in regards to how it would make Steph look like he's not handling his business as a husband. You feel me? Or just, like, how, even though there might be a rift there, it looks like Steph might be in the way of him. Like, even though, because what we see is Steph is, like, he's always presenting her the good dad, always with his kids. If he's not playing ball, he's with them, just doing all that shit. So it was just like, to me, that's why I felt some type of way, because it was like, yo, Aisha is like the epitome of like what wifey is, bro. Like, modest, like, she's beautiful, like, loves to cook, all that crazy shit, you know, like, isn't shaking ass on fucking Instagram and all that crazy shit. But of course, there are like amazing women that like to do all those other things also.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to even separate that, but I was just talking about in terms of what the average guy would want in a woman to, like, you know, modesty and all that other crazy shit. Well, not crazy, but you know what I mean. All the other good shit. But that was just all my take on it. I just didn't really fuck with that because of how she went on the red table talk. That's such an crazy forum, bro. Like, that shit was going to spread. You with Jada Pinkett. Oh, yeah. That's an A-list celebrity. It's like, so like I don't know, and because he's in the playoffs. That nigga, he had pressure. Like, he was up. It was 2-2, bro. Like, and you dropping bombs. You know, it was like that boy, yo, you know, Steph's phone did not stop going crazy. I know, you know, he stays on social media. He's seen the memes, bro. Like, he was probably in his house, like, when that shit first happened, he was probably in the crib, like, punching the fucking air, like, fucking Cuba Gooding Jr. from fucking, whatchamacallit, what's the movie? I don't know. Oh, fuck. Damn, I'm so high. I can't believe I can remember this movie right now.
I know who the fuck
he's talking. Boys in the Hood. Oh. When he's like, fucking swinging in the air. I know he was sick.
Yeah,
but he did. My fault. He did come out and say that he's in support of her and she's strong.
You're getting a little bit ahead of us. All that. You're getting a little bit ahead of where I want to be. My whole thing is, insecurities are natural. Everybody has them. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck are you on Red Table Talk basically putting out your dirty laundry? Shit that was completely unnecessary, right? That's my first issue with it. You don't need to go on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and be like, oh, I wish I got more attention. Why? Because no matter what she said, when you break it down to layman's terms, she's basically saying, I want more attention.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, she wants other people to give her attention,
and it's
her husband's attention isn't enough for her. That's my issue number one with that, right? My second issue is that she said that, you know, Steph ain't been hitting it right. I guess
that was a fake article.
Yeah,
apparently it wasn't real. That's not true.
All right, good.
I looked up too because I was like, well, that's crazy, and then I looked up the article thing, which was like, you should have seen all the other shit that was on the website. It was all those fake. All
right, because I was gonna say. Because I had seen that, too, after I had seen the clip. That's why I was like, is there other shit that she said? Because I was like, yo, she definitely, like, is ridiculous for doing that. Because, that, like, why would you even say that if... Like, you know what? It makes sense. Because, like, they've only been married for, like, what, 7 years? Something like that. And it said, like, she hadn't been satisfied for, like, 10. So I guess, you know what I'm saying? She didn't have sex until she was married. So that doesn't even make sense.
That's just not information that you give out to the public.
Regardless,
to talk about it with her homegirl or whatever, like other people or something. But I guess maybe
she's trying to be an activist to women who do go through that type of issue, and she wants to speak up for them because apparently women don't speak up in these terms because a lot of them go through it apparently, and even if it's just relationships with their
boyfriends. Okay, let me flip that logic for a second, right? Well, because this is my third problem with it. You got the women in support of Aisha Curry, right? My question to you guys would be, if you're in a relationship, right, with your significant other, right, and you have the same stance as Aisha Curry, you want other eyes on you, you don't want to touch, you just want the attention, right? Are you also okay with your boyfriend complimenting other women and saying shit and giving other attention the way that you want it?
Or willingly saying that he wants other women's attention on him. Even though he doesn't, even though you say you don't want it, but you want the attention. What she said was, she sees the attention that Steph gets.
Yeah.
And like, she sees the thirst and she thinks that, oh, I don't receive the same attention from guys, so is there something wrong with me? That was her whole stance.
But so she's comparing herself to Steph.
Yeah, like, but it's like,
I'm prettier than Steph.
It's like Steph's he's an NBA superstar, bro. More people's gonna want to be around him than you are. You have you cook, you have your own businesses, you model and do whatever that you do. But Steph
is in front of millions of people night. More people just know who he is.
His audience is crazy. He's an international superstar.
I don't even take part in the sports conversations and shit because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
And a lot of people that watch sports don't give a fuck about who the player's significant others are.
Bro, last offseason, China paid Steph like $15 million to come to go host like a fucking basketball league for like a day and a half, bro.
What?
While he was playing, bro. He played with them over there. He didn't like just watching around shooting, doing little wild shots, bro. Like, bro, he's an international star. Like, there's no way you could want the same amount of attention that he gets from...
No,
like,
you can want it, but you can. There's no way you can, like, expect it reasonably.
And
it's the NBA,
of course, bitches is going to be thirsty, but Steph, is he the type of... does anybody honestly believe Steph is the type to entertain that type of bullshit?
No, which is why he posted what he posted about in support of his wife, because we know Steph is a good dude.
Come on, my nigga.
But what I don't get is, like, the same girl is in support of what Aisha Curry is saying
would be the same girls that would get mad at their dude for putting hard eyes under another girl's picture.
You know what? I actually said that on the post, and then this girl was like, "Yeah, but if Steph, like, because I was like, okay, what if? Imagine if Steph was the one that was on NBA TV and was like, "Oh man, yo, dog, I love my wife. I love everything she does for me and my kids, but it's been a little while. I've been a dad for so long. I don't know if I still got it with these hoes, man. Like, I miss the attention I used to get with these hoes. I think I want that. But I don't want to do nothing with it, though. He would get crucified, bro.
Absolutely.
And then I was like, I posted that. And then this girl was like, she was like, yeah, it would make sense if Steph carried children and felt those insecurities that she did. I was like, you're just adding what? The fact that she had kids. But I don't know. It's the same thing. It's like, him wanting the unwanted attention. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you can want something that you say you don't want. It's contradicting to what she said to me.
Like, yeah.
She literally said, I don't want it, but I just don't, like, I want to be desired in that way from
it would be nice to know that dudes are looking at me. I don't want it. I don't want the dudes. I just want them to look at me.
I don't understand. I know women like are really riding with, like,
well, then post a fucking picture on Instagram, and if people like honestly, it, bro, then cool.
And the thing is, it's like, yo, guys don't really approach her in a promiscuous type way or a sexual type
because that's not how she presents herself.
Because guys respect her relationship because they know, like, yo, you're the wife, like, you're the epitome, like, that's what we wanted, like.
We seen this image. Nigga Steph hit a 55-foot jumper and hit nothing but net, like,
and then
that's all Steph.
Fuck, it's crazy, bro. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
You seen the old tweet that they pulled up?
Yeah, bro.
It was like, oh, I was trying to get my car washed. I love it, but I'm married, guys. Stop trying to holler at me. And it was like from like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It was just like, yo, you was just saying that 6 years ago. Like, and now you want it all back. Which is fine, but it's just like, it's not for the public to know. It's for Steph to know.
My argument wasn't saying she couldn't have those feelings. That was never my argument. She's a human fucking being and in a situation with someone for years.
It just doesn't need to be publicized.
Of course she could have those feelings. It's just like the way she broadcasted that shit on such an open forum, not really taken in light of how it would affect her husband and all that crazy shit, like, to the public image, not even just how he would feel about it. To the people that adore him, that see him all the time, even though, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just too much that could tie into you doing that the way you did it. That was my only, like, real beef with it. Not the fact that she couldn't feel that way, because she absolutely can feel that way. She's a grown fucking woman. Like, that was my whole argument. So I don't know, it's just crazy to me. And, like, I'm a fucking sicko, bro. So, like, if my shorty was to tell me that, I'd really be like, no. No. I would really just be like, yeah, we gotta not do this anymore, because it's like, you want attention from other people.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you go do what you gotta do. No. Like, we ain't gotta do this. You go do what you gotta do. Like, so, I'm not really trying to put too much pressure on it. I understand where she's coming from, definitely. Because I definitely did have a solid talk with Eli about it. I understand where she's coming from, but I just don't think she should have did it the way she did.
Speaking of being a sick nigga, before we wrap this podcast up, because it's getting close to the hour mark.
Damn.
Fuck, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. I have this hypothetical question, right? I asked Lizzie last night, so I'm asking you now, right? Mm-hmm. Say you meet this girl, right? Baddest bitch that you've ever seen. Like, perfect to your liking. Everything that you could have ever imagined, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, she comes up to you and she's like, hey, I think you're sexy. We should, like, meet up and, like, hook up. Like, I'm down to fuck. And you're with it, right? Okay. She's like, my fetish is, like, I want you to scream my name. Like, and she has the same first name as your mom. You still fucking?
Whoa. I mean, I fucked Michelle's before. I'm Michelle.
Yeah, but did Michelle make you promise that you would scream out Michelle?
No, that's just weird.
Like, you hit me, and then she's like, "Say my name, say my fucking name."
That's just a weird extra variable. I don't know about all that, but I mean, I don't think the first name. That's pretty minuscule.
Nitpicky. No, that's why I'm saying she's forcing you to say her name. That's like, that's how she gets off.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
Then too bad, bitch.
I'm screaming, nigga.
I'm fucking screaming, bro. Fuck, bro. Bingo bango, nigga.
Yeah, you are sick, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. All right. So, before we get out of here, I got a song for you guys. Dylan Card's back in rotation. We got a song called Mascot. Check it out on the Highlight Songs of the Week playlist on SoundCloud. Also, check out MTS Entertainment. They got Reminiscent on the playlist as well.
Shout so out to
check
them MTS out. Boys, baby.
Run these numbers up, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get everybody to a please, million, billion, please, quadrillion
please,
views.
Please, hell yeah.
All right, so before we get out of here, let's play this song, Dylan Card's Mascot.
Aye, aye.
Card just gave me the green light. It's one over the face. Face cards. Space ace. Murder.
Yeah, you know. I got a lot of you quiet.
Catch me rapping. It's the Bro Town 501 way. That's my hometown. 15 DC. My jersey the whole town. Come for me the whole town. Keep switch. I'm rapping like mascots. And I have time. City of champions. Maybe next time. Have knots, now we have knots. To the stash box, ride with the bag, like a jaguar. Aiming for their legs, ain't no cat talk. I know all stars, now they trap stars. From the black top, talking spicy, but they sweet like a red hot. Got the privilege in a handy headlock. Run the game, little mama in the press box. Catch me rapping, it's the Bro Town 508. Hometown 15 DC, my jersey the hometown.
This is hard.
Full with the hometown. Keep switch, I'm rapping like mascots. At the halftime, city of champions. Maybe next time. Ooh, on their toes, rap at home like a mascot. You know it's us, turning up like a. Yeah. You know it's us, turning up. You know it's us, turning up like.
Nigga thought he was dancing in the mirror.
This is how my granddad used to dance, bro. No matter what the song is, my grandfather though. Shoulder shimmy this whole time, bro. R.I.P. to that nigga, man. It's my dog. Yo, Dylan, nigga. That's that shit, bro.
Gentlemen's clap for Dylan. Gentleman's mascot. Clap.
Mascot goes on. Uh-huh. Gentleman's clap.
And that's it, everybody. Enjoy your Saturday. Thank you for listening. Well, I don't know if it's Saturday. Whenever you're listening to this, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Enjoy your week. Enjoy your year.
Enjoy your night.
Enjoy your life.
You know.
Have a good life.
Like, share,
subscribe. Keep subscribing.
Subscribing is the most important thing.
And click hit that notification bell. Look at Fabs getting on with the segue.
Let it off, cause we need y'all. Thank you for everything you've been doing so far.
Let's go put this motherfucker up. We'll catch y'all motherfuckers next week.
Aye.
It's your boy.